The Rabbeinu Yoina in the Sharei Tshuva has a few in this. It's a massive piece all about tshuva, but a couple of points which I think might be helpful. He says in the first quote here, "V'lo yimotze ichur hatshuva zulosi ba'amei oretz." So the delay to do tshuva can only be found in people that are amei oretz, asher hem yeshenim shoichvim v'lo yoshivu elavovam. They're sleeping, and they're not focusing, taking the reality and the information and the urgency and the situation to heart. They don't have the das, the insight, the havona, the understanding to run away, run for your life. There's a sakona. There's a serious situation going on here. Person has the responsibility to do tshuva, and they don't get it. He says, "Yesh v'yesh mehem nidochem me'al Hashem baruch hu, v'le'aminu lo yin ha'shachet." Some people actually sort of cast themselves away maybe, or whatever, that they don't even believe in the Oyin HaShachet, to whatever extent that is. Punishment, I don't know. I'm not into that. I don't really know if that's real. And he says, V'omra v'seinu zechorin levroch, imro isa talmud chochem she'ovra avir ba'layla. If you saw a talmud chochem that did an avera at night, al tahar achrov bayoim, don't ask him or don't go after him and say, "Oh, this guy is a sinner. He did something wrong." Ki be'emes osu tshuva. He for sure he did tshuva. He did tshuva. Talmud chochem. He knows. He's awake. He's alert. He knows the seriousness of it. So he has a chazoka that he did tshuva. It seems to me that there's something very interesting over here. He says, "Lo yimotze ichur hatshuva zulosi." The only place you'll find delay in this tshuva process is with people that are sleeping, and they don't return it to their heart. They don't have the das and the tfuna to realize the seriousness. Yesh mehem. There are also some that are also lacking in this, even focus or belief or awareness that there's an oynish v'chet. It would seem to me that there's many other reasons that people don't do tshuva. And, people, we have taivas, yitzhahora, there's depths of hergul nase teva. We've been doing these things for so long, they become part of the teva. I become insensitive or desensitized to many different sensitivities that I should have. There are so many other factors that influence a person that this is the way I live, this is what I've been doing, I've been doing it for so many years. I'm not about now to change, I'm not focused on any kind of tshuva process. It sounds like, from the Rabbeinu Yoina, that lo yimotze ichor hatshuva, it can't be that the only way that a person will delay the tshuva process is if he doesn't focus, if he's sleeping, if he doesn't have the das utfuna lemayr lihimoli lanafsham, he doesn't realize, "I have a problem. I got to get out of here. This is a dangerous place to be." He says some of these people also take it a step further. They don't even believe that there's going to be an einish. But most of them, maybe, the norm may be, they believe that. So they even believe that there's going to be an einish. So there's going to be an oynish. This is serious consequences. The way to go is to run for your life, and they don't do it. It says there could only be one thing, that they're not focused. If a person would focus his heart, if a person would focus his mind on the seriousness of the situation, or what it means to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to follow his directive, of what it means to do an avla bein odom lachaveroi, if a person would be able to focus, to awake, He can't just lie. He says he's lying there, and he's not bringing it to his heart, and he doesn't have the das or the tfuna to realize. But if a person would, then it's not shaykh not to do tshuva. Lo yimotze, it cannot be found ichor tshuva. That this is such a powerful thing, and it to me it's like it gives a little bit of hope, because you know, most people are despondent about the mitzvah of tshuva. Tried it, you know, I've been there, done that. It didn't succeed. But there is a formula for success. There is a formula for not delaying. There's a formula for taking it today, right before Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, and being able to do that tshuva, being able to make a change, being able to make a difference. Ad kedei kach that a Talmud Chochom, who has these qualities, who certainly mam in the Oynish Achet, and he's focused with Bedas or Bitfuno, and he's Yoshev Eliboy, he has a chazoka. If he did an Avera, then for sure he did Shuvah. He didn't even wait. The din is you could wait till Yom Kippur, because that's when you mevatel the mitzvah saseh. That's what the Rishonim say. But he no. He says he did Shuvah, Al Tahar Acharov Bayoim, the next day, because he's focused. If he's focused, he won't delay for a moment. How do I carry this burden of this, the ugliness of this hate? I'm sleeping, I'm fine, everything is fine. Teres is you're sleeping, not paying attention. So that means that the tool of paying attention can really speed up and actualize this process. So I mean, I guess really what this really amounts to is what we know and what the Baalei Musa have taught us, it's Liman HaMusa. Without Liman HaMusa, without giving the Das, without Chochmas HaMusa, without Musa B'Spailus, without Musa B'Spailus to reach the heart, Chochmas HaMusa to give him the Das to Tvuno of how terrible this is, then... But if we do that, it's guaranteed. Lo Yimotze Icho HaTshuva, it can't exist. It can't exist. It's not shaykh that this doesn't have the power to speed up the process and to assure that a person wouldn't neglect it. I thought that's something that in the language of Reb Yisroel, that even if we can't achieve everything now, but if we just at least be mekabel that we're going to be taking Limud HaMusa seriously. And the Musa Seder seriously, and the Kviyas Itim to Musa seriously, then at least we have the tool, the most important tool, the most critical tool, the guaranteed effective tool that will make sure that a person is not going to allow his mistakes to linger, and he will put in all the effort needed to correct them. That's one idea. Then he says something else in Tesin and Yud. He named Madregos Rabos L'Tshuva. There's many levels of Tshuva. Ulefi Amadregos Yiskorev Ho'odom El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, according to the different levels of Tshuva, the extent, the depth, the feeling, the sincerity, the Meriras HaLev, whatever he puts into that, to the amount of Charot and the seriousness of the Kabbalah, And the extent of the efforts that he makes and the gedorim that he makes to do the azivas hachet, he says according to these madrigas, yizkari for odom el hakodesh baruch hu, a person becomes closer to hakodesh baruch hu, and just that concept that what are we doing? I mean, it's a mefurish posuk, but sometimes we forget that posuk says v'shavto ad Hashem elikecho, that's the mitzvah of tshuva, to return, to come back to Hashem. When a person does anything that's not kefi, the derech haTorah, what he's doing is he's distancing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And memela, the mitzvah of Shuvah is come closer and closer and closer. And kefi, the madregas of Shuvah that he does, it's that much that he gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that has to be the goal. And sometimes, when we talk about tshuva, and we talk just about removing the chet, charota is painful, kabbalah on the future is even more painful sometimes, I don't know, depends, sometimes one, sometimes the other, but there's a treasure that's awaiting us, his karvus el Hashem, David HaMelech said, Vani kirvas elikim litoiv. That's the ultimate good. Just kirvas elikim, to be close to Hashem. That's what it is. So I think if we focus on that, and we have a different perspective. There's a goal. There's a reward at the end. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a reward at the end of the process. And that's this kirvas elikim that could make a difference. But he tells us that even if a person doesn't achieve the highest levels, uv omnam lechol tshuva timotzei slicha. He says, there's slicha, forgiveness for any tshuva. Ach loy titar hanefesh toyar sholem bliyosu avoynes kaloy hoyu. But it doesn't get to that complete taro, that the averis are ki'ilu, that they never happened. Which, to the degree that a person does get, of course, we know that the averis are considered as if they didn't happen. Zulosi kashi yatar odem esliboy v'yochen esrucha kasher yisboyer. Has to go very far in order to bring it to that fullest extent. But to whatever extent, lefi amadregos, whatever he does, yiskarev odem el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should make the process a little bit more attractive to us, a little bit easier, a little bit more focused on a positive type of motivation. Then he continues, the first, the Ika Rishon, is the Charoto. Person has to regret what he did. Yovin levovo ki rav amar ozu es Hashem. And here too, very interesting. What's Charoto? The first thing in Charoto is, Yovin levovo ki rav amar ozu es Hashem. I have to internalize in my heart, I've distanced myself from Hashem. I've forsaken Hashem. If then he says, "V'yoshev eliboy ki yesh oynish v'nokam v'shilim ala ovoid," there's consequences. But the first step is that ra v'omar ozu es Hashem. Tshuva has to be seen. Chet has to be seen in azivas Hashem. The charota then comes. What? What brings this charota? I had a relationship with Hashem. I have the potential of such a close relationship with Hashem. The relationship with Hashem is the ultimate toiv. It gives me strength. It gives me courage. It gives me support. It gives me benefits. It gives me menuchas hanefesh. It changes the whole quality of my life, and I have forsaken that by doing a chet. That realization, that focus, yovin levovoy. When it penetrates to the heart, and there again, that only happens with Musar, that it penetrates to the heart, and now I have Charota. Now I have the first step, the Ika Harishon. I have Charota because I don't want to lose that connection with Hashem. I don't want to lose that relationship. So that too is a focus that can bring us, not only is it the goal, but it's also that which is going to bring us closer and closer, is that Yovin Levovoy, that if I did a chet, Ra umar mrav umar ozu es Hashem, that should bring a person to charata. But then he says it's still necessary. The yoshev elibo ki yesh oynish v'nokam v'shilim oven. Person has to also return to his heart. He has to focus his heart that there is consequences. There's punishment that you pay. You pay for your sins, and it seems that even though a person realizes that he's lost the most precious experience, the most precious feeling, the most precious connection that he could have in his life, which is his relationship with Hashem, and he's Rav Omar Ozu Es Hashem, that's not enough. He still has to, because he says this is part of that, to get Charoto, he has to Yoshiv Eliboy Ki Yesh Oynesh V'Nokom V'Shilem Ala Ovon. No matter how much I'm motivated to maintain that relationship with Hashem, no matter how much charota I can feel that I've forsaken that relationship with Hashem. But there's another point too. It seems that whether because we're human, because the relationship is somewhat abstract, as powerful, as good as it is, as kirvas elikim litoiv, the ultimate, the menuchas hanefesh that bitochen in Hashem brings us, and all of its benefits, but that loss is not enough to make the charota. As human beings, we need something else too. We do have to know, after everything is said and done, it's not just the loss of that relationship, but there's consequences. And it seems that without the consequences, even knowing the tragic loss of that relationship, which is maybe the ultimate tragedy, but that wouldn't do it by itself. We also need to take things a little bit more seriously in terms of the consequences that exist. Just a few thoughts. We know also that whether tshuva is easy or difficult, whatever the stages of tshuva are, we know that the Mishnah says that averes bein olam lechaveroi ein yom ha-kepurim mechaper ad shiratzeh es chaveroi. And that ritzui es chaveroi is very, very difficult. The Chofetz Chaim, we know, used to emphasize and advocate that people say tefillah zakah, they should move up the paragraph towards the middle or towards the end that says, I'm moichel, anyone who did something to hurt me should say it towards the beginning, so in case they don't end up saying the whole tefillah zakah, at least that they didn't prevent anyone from getting mechila on Yom Kippur because of any avlus that they may have done to them. If you look in the Siddurim, I think in most Siddurim, before the Brocha HaMapil, you find, I think those things we had, they gave out here once also, someone sponsored those little cards. Also, there's a whole paragraph for that. Meichel, anyone who caused me any tzar or this, whether it's beguf or benefesh or this or that, and also a statement of mechila to everybody that people should really say every day. It's very difficult to keep a cheshbon, not only of lashon hara. The Chofetz Chaim says how much lashon hara a person spoke, but just to keep a cheshbon of all the bein olam lechaveroi, of all the lack of sensitivity, of all the pain and difficulty that we may have caused someone. So, really, for anything, a person should ask individual mechila. Sometimes that's very difficult, but certainly everybody should do whatever they can to be meichel people and whatever we can ask, and therefore I certainly would like to ask personally and on behalf of the yeshiva as an institution. I'm sure there are many things, I'm positive that there are many things that were not done to the best of the standard that they should be. Things maybe that I said, things maybe other people said, things that weren't properly done or prepared or provided. And I want to ask Mechila, in the efforts to try to help people, in the efforts to try to deal with issues. Very often we make mistakes. It goes without saying. It's not shayach not to make mistakes. And sometimes some of the mistakes are painful and they've hurt people. And certainly want to ask mechila from everyone here. And I don't know if it goes to the Am Shebesodos or not, but really that. Ask mechila and request that it be forgiven and hope that these situations can be improved. In terms of the yeshiva, we're certainly making a lot of effort to try to improve the services we provide, and we do appreciate those that make suggestions. And if we haven't done to the proper standard, then we certainly hope to be able to do better in the future. We should ask forgiveness for that too. Hashem should help. That the Torah says that the reason that Erev Yom Kippur, the minig is, maybe the halacha is, to ask mechila, is that because when Klal Yisrael is united b'sholem, the Satan can't be mekatrik. Yom Kippur is a day that we need every possible opportunity that we can to take advantage of in order to be poyel to accomplish what we have to accomplish. And the Satan you know, looks for his to do his job, and he loses that capacity of being mekatrig when he sees the Klal Yisrael b'sholem. If we could all be b'sholem, if we could extend that sholem as far as we can to others, then that certainly would have a tremendous koyach to help us on Yom Kippur. Hashem should help, should be gemar chesima toiva for everybody, and we should be zeiche that all of the tzoros and all of the challenges and all of the difficulties and the pain and suffering of the previous year should be eradicated. Berega kot nazavtich v'rachmim gedoyle makapzich, we should feel as if it was a mere moment. Hashem should help that this year should bring brocho, atzlocho, mazel, shiduchim, refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, and yeshuas to us and all of Klal Yisrael.